The cloud of political corruption hanging over Democratic Congressman Shaka Fatah of Philadelphia is shining a brighter spotlight on this year's race in his district, and in particular on Armin James, Fatah's Republican challenger. WHYY's Aaron Mosell reports on the race between the 10-term incumbent and a high school history teacher.
On a quiet Sunday afternoon, Republican Armin James strolls up to Edward Rory's stoop on Diamond Street in North Philadelphia.
How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
Running for Congress against Shaka Fatah.
Like nearly all of his neighbors, Rory is a lifelong Democrat. James, a history teacher at Creative Learning Academy in South Philly, may be a first-time candidate, but he's not naive. He's figured out it's best to slowly reveal his party affiliation while canvassing this overwhelmingly blue district.
I just want to run this area again, man. I'm a conservative, though. I believe that you have conservative values can change this district. You know, because the Democrats had control of Detroit, Camden, Philadelphia, and had totally ignored.
So you Republican?
Yes.
I'm Democrat.
You Democrat? That's cool.
That didn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm strictly Democrat.
By now, pushback like Rory's is familiar, but James says one-on-one connections are perhaps the only thing that'll make voting for a Republican seem like a less wild idea, and his campaign feel more like climbing Lemon Hill than Mount Everest.
It's an uphill battle, we know that. It's very hard. It's 9-1 registration, Democrat, Republican. But we are astonished at the acceptance that we're receiving in these different communities.
Democratic Congressman Shaka Fatah has held the seat for 2 decades. According to a late August plea deal, a pair of taxpayer-funded nonprofits was among the conduits used to help repay an illegal $1 million campaign loan Fatah took out while he was running for Philadelphia mayor in 2007. The loan exceeded the city's $5,000 donation limit. Fatah is not named specifically in the plea deal, only as elected official A, but the document's details make the connection clear. Fatah, who is not facing any criminal charges, has denied any wrongdoing since the allegations surfaced.
I have not in this instance or in any instance in the decades that I've been an elected official been involved in any illegal activity whatsoever. That is a direct response to an allegation made yesterday, today, tomorrow, any time in your lifetime, right? The answer is no.
He says the controversy has not made things harder for him this election.
As a senior politician, it's not unusual that there be reviews or investigations. I don't know that you can find anyone in high public office who hasn't been through this in some form or fashion. But I have every reason to believe that the voters of my district will take a look at the work I've done, make a judgment. They've sent me to Washington for the last 20 years. If they're happy with the work I've done, they'll get an opportunity to reaffirm that on Election Day.
Somewhat surprisingly, James does not bring up Fatah much while campaigning. Even when given a chance to directly comment on the political corruption case, he steers clear of it. Instead, his platform rests on 2 pillars, jobs and education. To him, the 2 go hand in hand, and if both addressed, can kick off a virtuous cycle that will help lift up a district that's home to several hardscrabble communities.
We have so many empty factories here that we need to revitalize and give people tangible jobs, so that'll help with the crime. And once we build the tax base, that will also help with, putting funding the education system.
When it comes to jobs, James wants to make Philadelphia the industrial hub it was during the region's workshop of the world days. He says the city needs to lower its business tax and give U.S. companies manufacturing overseas a 5-year tax exemption if they come back. When it comes to education, James wants to create choice for parents using a system similar to vouchers.
And one of my classes, they had 43 students in one class. One size education doesn't fit all those, and all those kids are different learners. They may be active learners, they may be visual learners, listening learners. So it's so many different ways to promote education. We just don't want to fall in the box of saying, okay, public education is the only way.
This election cycle, James's conservative platform may go over better with district voters because Fatah is in hot water. Professor Chris Bork teaches political science at Muhlenberg College in Allentown. He says Fatah's situation may bump James's poll numbers a bit, but don't expect much.
Representative Fatah and the allegations that have swirled around him clearly diminish his standing and do open a bit of a crack for James to try and make some headway. But the overwhelming Democratic majority in that district makes, an upset about as unlikely as you could see in any district.
James would, of course, love to win the general election on November 4th. If nothing else, though, he hopes his campaign makes things competitive enough to make Fattah take notice, to become a stronger leader. If not, you'll likely see James chatting in front of a North Philadelphia stoop or two in 2016. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.